Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we're going to raise the roof, we'll be serving some cake, and fulfill a request. But to get us started, as a public service, we're going to have a vocabulary lesson. I learned a new word the other day. The word is nimiety, N-I-M-I-E-T-Y. It first appeared about 1564 and is from the Latin nimius, for too much. Nimiety is a noun meaning an excess or redundancy. For example, the newlywed couple received a nimiety of kitchen appliances among their gifts. Well, you can never have too many 78s from the 1920s and 30s, but I guess you can have too many eyes. Here's Ted Weems.
Thank you. tears. Each night I go to bed, I lay awake and shed too many tears. Your memory is bringing me too many tears, too many years. I wasted loving you, and you know I was true. Too many years, I cared a lot, but what have I got? Too many tears. I know I should have found a new love, and don't you think I didn't try? But I found out a number two love never seemed to satisfy. I'll never learn to smile again and sing. I gave you everything, and in return, what did you leave for souvenirs? Too many tears.
Ed Kirkaby in 1932 and Dubin and Warren's Too Many Tears. And we started the show with Ted Weems and his orchestra, and a song with one of the longer titles in the playlist. There's Too Many Eyes That Wanna Make Eyes at Two Pretty Eyes I Love, recorded on September 13th, 1929. That was Arthur Jarrett on the vocal. Well, let's see, we've had Too Many Eyes and Too Many Tears. Here are the California Ramblers with Too Many Kisses. Thank you.
hometown, and oh, I love it so. Every evening when the sun goes down to the little place I go, and I have a drink with Bert and Fred, Flowery, Reg and Jim. Then we tie a ribbon in our buttonholes and sing this little hymn. Too many tots make a totter, totter around. Don't have a lot of tomato that's got lots of sense and sound. You give the wife a nasty shock when you wind up the cat and you put out the clock. Too many tots make a totter, totter around.
American violinist Jay Whiddon and his new Midnight Follies Band recording in London on New Year's Eve in 1926, and Too Many Tots Make You Totter. Jay Whiddon was preceded by the California Ramblers recording in New York exactly 3 weeks earlier on December 10th, 1926, and Too Many Kisses in the Summer. The vocalist was Frank Harris, a pseudonym for, that's right, Irving Kaufman. A set of songs about nemiety on rapidly rotating records. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'll be back to raise the roof right after this. Last week on March 24th in 1955, Tennessee Williams' play Cat on a Hot Tin Roof opened on Broadway. The show ran for 694 performances and won the Critics' Circle Award as the Best American Play. The movie version starred Burl Ives, Paul Newman, and Elizabeth Taylor, and Newman, Taylor, and the movie received Oscar nominations. So here in commemoration of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof are some songs about roofs, starting off with the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. Thank you. A pair of Jeanette 78s on rapidly rotating records. We just heard the Lang McKay Orchestra from October 14, 1924, and Leaky Roof Blues. Pianist Marion McKay was from Ohio, and his first record was a personal record. Personal records were financed by members of a band and sold privately by the band members rather than entering a record company's regular catalog. Banjo player Henry Lang joined McKay in 1924 and became co-leader of the band. Henry Lang is credited as composer of Leaky Roof Blues. Before Leaky Roof Blues, it was the New Orleans Rhythm Kings from March 13, 1923, and Tin Roof Blues. In 1920, Paul Mares and George Brunies were working on the Mississippi riverboat SS Capital. In Davenport, Iowa, they teamed up with clarinetist Leon Rapolo and added Elmer Schobel on piano, Frank Snyder on drums, Alfred Loyacano on bass, and Louis Black, who played banjo. The group got a gig at the Friars Club in Chicago in 1922, and they called themselves the Friars Society Orchestra. But when they lost that job in 1923, they changed their name to the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. The New Orleans Rhythm Kings were the first group to put out a racially mixed jazz record in 1923 with Sobbin' Blues, which featured Jelly Roll Morton. Morton went on to record five more tunes with the band. The New Orleans Rhythm Kings were in existence from 1922 to 1925 when Paul Mares left the music business and went back to New Orleans to work at the family fur business. Continuing this rooftop set of songs on rapidly rotating records, here's Waring's Pennsylvanians.
Thank you.
The six blue chips, Pee Wee Irwin, trumpet, Joe Marsala, clarinet, Frank Signorelli, piano, Carmen Mastrin, guitar, Artie Shapiro on bass, and Stan King on drums, and Steel Roof from January 17, 1936. Before Steel Roof, it was Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians with the vocal trio of Nelson Keller, Stuart Churchill, and Claire Hanlon, on a roof in Manhattan from February 28, 1932. And you're hearing it all on Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We love to get requests. You can send them and or your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. And speaking of requests, we'll fulfill one when we return right after this. Listener Jorge sent in a request via email. That email address once again is glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. For Yes, We Have No Bananas, which he used to play on his grandfather's player piano about 45 years ago. Here at Rapidly Rotating Records, we try to go above and beyond the expected, so here is not just Yes, We Have No Bananas, but a whole set of banana songs, beginning with Ben Selvin and his orchestra.
Oh, sky height, millions I have eyed, but gobblimey, I've yet to see bananas that are straight.
I have seen them by the carload on the Delaware and Lackawanna,
but we've never, 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 we've never seen a straight banana.
Every place I've been or went, the bloomin' things are always bent. Oh, tell me where I can procure a jolly straight banana.
I'll have it a look in every place, and this can't possibly be their case. There ain't no straight bananas.
Here is one, you'll see it now. It's a wow, oh, and how.
And what can this be that you have?
No, 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 yo, no.
Waring's Pennsylvanians in 1927, and I've never seen a straight banana. We heard several of the Pennsylvanians in the vocal chorus, most prominently drummer Polly McClintock with his distinctive gravelly Popeye voice. I've Never Seen a Straight Banana was written by Ted Waite, which is the only song listed for him in the ASCAP database. And before Waring's Pennsylvanians, it was Ben Selvin and his orchestra with one of three versions I have of Yes, We Have No Bananas, requested by listener Jorge. Those two songs were so popular and played so much that they inspired an answer song. I've got the Yes, We Have No Bananas blues. Here's Belle Baker.
Lately I've been off my nut, I keep hearing nothing but, yes, we have no bananas. I would like to find that guy who composed this lullaby, yes, we have no bananas. I wish that I could go to a cabaret or show where someone wouldn't come along and sing this doggone song. I've got the yes, we have no banana blues. I've got the blues, and when I hear it, oh how I fear it, it's just like hearing that news. It hasn't got a bit of sense, and I go wild when they commence. Bananas, bananas, I wish I could break up a million bananas. Day by day, week by week, if yes, we have no bananas. Every time that Greek meets Greek, if yes, we got an old banana. C-A-N-A-N-A, yes, no, take them away. I've got the yes, we have no banana blue. Today, apricots and apples are good to eat. Potatoes and tomatoes can be beef. Onions, carpaccios, peaches and plums. I could stand for any kind of fruit that comes. Yesterday somebody kept asking me, say, what's the vegetable that starts with P? I gave it up and I asked him to tell. When he said bananas, I just had to yell. Thank you.
rheumatism, so they declare. And olive oil is good upon a salad, also on the hair. Though we know that castor oil always cures the pain, banana oil is something new. So just let me explain. When he tells you, I adore you, that's banana oil. And she answers, I'll die for you, that's banana oil. He says, when I buy the stone, what a handsome ring you'll own. But the only ring she gets is on the telephone.
You're the first boy ever kissed me.
That's banana oil. And I wonder if you miss me. More banana oil. He says, I'll do right by Nell. Mother thinks that's simply swell. But Dad is wise and he knows right well. That's banana oil. Now, Standard Oil is always advertising. We know that's so. They claim their oil is far more popular than any kind we know. But there is still another oil, seems to rank supreme. It's what we call banana oil. I'll tell you what I mean. When a girl says, I'm just 20, that's banana oil. And of money, Dad has plenty, that's banana oil. I wonder what's become of maids used to wear their hair in braids. When you took them dancing, ordered only lemonades.
Yes, my hair is naturally curly.
That's banana oil.
And I've got to be home early.
More banana oil. Who says girls hate new clothes to wear? Who says older men won't stare? And who says our mamas don't bob their hair? That's banana oil. When he says, dear, you look charming, that's banana oil. And she says, I just love farming, more banana oil. Now here's one thing, I'll tell you what. Big oil men I've met a lot, but the only oil those birds have got is just banana oil.
The First Lady of Radio or the original Radio Girl, take your pick. They both refer to crooner Vonda Leith. That was Banana Oil from September 14, 1928. And before Vonda Leith, it was Belle Baker in 1923, the same year as the Ben Selvin recording, and the answer song to Yes, We Have No Bananas, I've Got the Yes, We Have No Bananas Blues. Belle Baker went on to star on Broadway. Her Broadway debut was as Betsy in a show titled Betsy in 1926, which ran for just 39 performances at Ziegfeld's New Amsterdam Theater. Al Sheen of Gallagher and Sheen was also in the cast. A set of banana songs for listener Jorge. We're going to continue our food theme on Rapidly Rotating Records when we return right after this. Last week, March 26, marked the birth in 1880 of Duncan Hines. In the 1930s, Duncan Hines was a traveling salesman, and as such, he would eat in a great many restaurants of varying degrees of quality. In an effort to help others find good food and service, in 1935, he and his wife Florence put together a list of 167 recommended eating establishments and sent the list to friends as a Christmas present. The information was so popular, he was soon able to write full-time, and his books included not only restaurant reviews, but also hotel and lodging reviews and recipes, many for his favorite food, baked goods. In 1948, Duncan Hines was approached by North Carolina businessman Roy Park about putting his name on a line of packaged foods, and in May of 1950, Duncan Hines Vanilla Ice Cream made its debut in grocery store freezers. But the brand included hundreds of products, including cake mixes. In 1956, Procter & Gamble bought the brand and focused on cake mixes. Duncan Hines died on March 15, 1959. So here in honor of Duncan Hines are some songs about cake as well as pie, starting off with Bernie Cummins and his orchestra.
Bernie Cummins bread. That's what I have always said. But I'll go further, you shall have a break. From now on you'll be eating cake.
We've always wanted cake. At last we get that break.
With drums a-booming and a flag unfurled, this is what I'm telling the world.
Comrades, it is clear, the millennium is here. Let them eat cake, the land of freedom is free once more. Let them eat cake, let there be sunshine from shore to shore. To be waking, come on, let's start. Now is the time to be taking your part. Let me take, good times are coming, the skies are clear. Let it be known the whole world over, the new day is here.
On my shoulder, wait until you get a little bit older. You'll be my sweetie pie. Yeah. Yes, yes,
Now, we heard from him today. His waistline's getting back to normal now. Here's what he had to say.
miss your apple pie. Ma, I miss your stew. Ma, they're treating me all right, but they can't cook like you. Oh, Ma, nobody's spoiling me like you used to do. They won't let me stay in bed until noon. At 5:45, they play me a tune. Oh, Ma, I miss your apple pie. And by the way, I miss you too. Swell and good for a guy, but one thing it lacks is your apple pie. Oh, Ma. Ma, I miss your apple pie. Ma, I miss your stew. Ma, they're treating me all right, but they can't cook like you. Oh, Ma, nobody's spoiling me like you used to do. They won't let me stay in bed until noon. At 5:45, they play me a tune. Oh, Ma, I miss your apple pie. And by the way, I miss you too. I miss your apple pie and miss you too, Ma.
Some songs about pie and cake to commemorate the birth of Duncan Hines on March 26, 1880. We started with Bernie Cummins and his orchestra recording in Cincinnati, Ohio on January 22, 1925, and I Like Pie, I Like Cake, But I Like You Best of All. Then it was Emil Coleman's Riviera Orchestra from October 16, 1933, and Let 'Em Eat Cake from the George and Ira Gershwin show of the same name, which was a sequel to their show Of Thee I Sing, which was the first musical to win the Pulitzer Prize for drama. Let 'Em Eat Cake wasn't nearly so successful, however. Let 'Em Eat Cake was followed by Fats Waller in his rhythm on September 28, 1934, and Sweetie Pie. And we finished up with The Jesters in 1941 and Ma, I Miss Your Apple Pie. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, inviting you to tune in or click in again next week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. This is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.